Yeah, I mentioned this a couple of moments ago. Bad habits. I think we've all got one or two, or maybe 10, and they can be as hard as anything to get rid of, even if we don't want to admit that we've got them. We know they're there. Let's see how we can avoid some of those this morning with Kristen Hansard. She's a neuro leadership specialist and joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Kristen. I've got to ask you first, what bad habits are hiding in your closet?
Oh, thanks, Mark, for a great opening question. Probably one habit I have is leaving too tight a deadline. So having the habit of, if I can just make it in 3 minutes or what have you, and then, of course, if anything goes wrong or anything gets delayed, then I get obviously stressed as a result. So I think that's something that I'm conscious of working on at the moment, is the habit of being just on time is probably meaning I'm more likely to be late.
So isn't that really just a nice, you know, not so dodgy way of saying you're a procrastinator?
Possibly. I mean, I think my schedule is so ridiculously busy that I'm not actually sitting around doing nothing. It's just that I probably pack too much in and think, yeah, I'll just leave it. Yeah, there's a part of that, I'll just leave it till the last minute to have to do it. And so, yeah, I think some of us do have that procrastination, leave it till the last minute habit, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're speaking my language now. But, Kristen, look, of those bad habits, we've all got them. How do we get into the rut in the first place, and how do we actually get out of them once we decide, you know what, this is no longer for me?
Great question. So we get into them, we get habits of thought, of emotion and behaviour. So it's not just behavioural things like smoking or, you know, things like that. It's also things like overthinking or over-worrying. All those sorts of things can be mental or emotional habits that form to either save us time, make us feel better in the moment, or any other reason at the time that we feel like this is a quicker shortcut to an outcome. So perhaps even raising our voice with our children, if that's what gets us an outcome, then our brain gets a dopamine hit, which is a feel-good neurochemical, like, yes, I've made an outcome, and then we become addicted to that. So anything like, you know, even if we feel stressed and we reach for something sweet or just, you know, those sorts of things, we do it once. As soon as we've done it more than two or three or five times, we're forming a strong neural pathway, which then becomes a habit, and it happens non-consciously then. And then we realize, hang on a minute, this habit is actually not serving me, or it's hindering my potential, or it's getting in the way of my relationships, or it's getting in my way of me having a, you know, healthy lifestyle. And then we try and break it, and then we find, oh, we sort of feel a bit stuck with it then. So we need to have a pathway to understand how to break that habit and basically commence a new replacement habit.
So, Kristen, what are some of the more successful ways to actually, once we know all of this, to get out of them?
Well, the first thing that we really, I guess, advocate is that if you understand how the brain forms habits, it gives you a better idea about how to unform habits or form rehabits, new habits, because really we can't actually break existing pathways. So we can't, if we're a smoker, we can't just wake up tomorrow and say, right, I'm going to be a non-smoker and not have to hear, I need a cigarette, I need a cigarette, I need a cigarette going on in our brain. It's not going to happen. That neural pathway has formed. It's strong. It's not going to deconstruct. What we need to do is understand that neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to change, and we can do a self-directed version of that, occurs, for example, through attention and positive feedback to a new habit. So we're better off to, if we think I need a cigarette, have a replacement habit that's, well, I'm going to make a chamomile tea, and pay more and more attention to the, I'm going to make the chamomile tea, and less attention to the cigarette. Those are sorts of things that can make a big difference. So it's about, first of all, goal setting and doing that in a really good way, and then attention and positive feedback to the new habit. So that's essentially what we need to do to rewire our brain, if you like, towards healthier, happier, success habits.
And hopefully the habit that you're replacing with is a good one and not a bad one. It sounds like there's a lot in it, Kristen, and good luck with your procrastination. Oh, I'm sorry, leaving things to the last minute.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks very much, Mark, for your time.
That's Kristen Hansard, neuro leadership specialist. At least she was honest enough to admit one of hers this morning, her bad habits.